This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've been doing a lot of thinking recently. Don't laugh. I have. I can do it.
Sorry. What? Enlighten us, brainy boy.
I've been thinking about, so I have my controversial rankings that I do, and I've been wondering. See, that's exactly why I've been doing the thinking, is that response.
Can I say thank you, a huge thank you, to Aaron for taking the hit on that one?
You're welcome.
Because normally I'm the poo-pooer of your controversial rankings, which I know we're not supposed to do inside baseball stuff. You know, like we don't want to talk about other stuff that happens behind the scenes at the radio station or on other radio stations or whatever. But recently we've discovered that other radio stations, this hurts me a lot to say this out loud, but every once in a while we'll do something and then we see like a radio show somewhere else is doing it. Like we do like best road trip songs over Labor Day weekend. We just devote the whole show, and then like the next Memorial weekend, all of a sudden all these other radio shows are stealing it.
But there's a lot of that goes on in radio.
Yeah.
It's a very,
it's
like, yeah,
sharing.
Stealing, but yeah, sure. And without a doubt, we do it too.
Yeah,
because for sure.
Yeah, exactly. A great idea is a great idea.
A great idea in Atlanta. No, Bert doesn't have any good ideas. Let's see.
Who else? Boston, Carson.
Carson's got some good ideas in Boston.
He inspired us to be nice.
Our Feel Good Friday is because of him.
Yeah.
But they do it like every day. They're just like, their show is like maple syrup for the ears.
Yeah.
It is. It's very kind, very sweet.
F that.
Very.
Anyway, before you get to what you've been thinking, we recently discovered that a show is stealing your controversial rankings.
They didn't do the same topic,
yeah, but
I guess.
They framed it exactly the way your stupid controversial rankings is.
And it's a huge point of pride for me, honestly. Like, I have no ill will at all, because that's awesome.
Hey, Brett, we're looking at you. We know you're listening. Okay.
And I'm honored. Cool. Flattered.
Yeah.
Flattered, really.
Just give us a little credit.
You could tag me in an Instagram post.
In your stupid rating thing next time. Anyway, back to your thinking.
So I've been thinking mainly how, because you are always anti-controversial rankings, Aaron too, but I'm like, how can I get Slacker on board with these rankings? So I'm thinking, and then I got it. I know how I can get him on board. I need to make it about him. So I would present to you.
Oh my God, I'm going to hate this even more now.
Oh my God, all of a sudden, you know, this is probably, like, I didn't see, like, TX spends every day with his stupid chocolate eyes and like perfect life convincing us all that he's a good person. This is the most
next level diabolical
comic book villain thing he's ever done.
Yep.
And I'm 100% on board with it.
I knew.
Let's
make
go.
It about Slacker.
No. Controversial ranking should be a feature. Do you need a song? Let's do a song for it.
I present to you T-Hex controversial slackerisms rankings. So these are things, Aaron, you can back me up on this.
She doesn't want to play.
You can step out of the room, I guess. Well, either way.
Oh my God, hack. This idea, you incubating it through your stupid tiger list and bear list. You know what you were doing?
Cleaning supplies.
Cleaning supplies. Yeah.
Streets are buzzing.
You were just refining it, and now you found it, man.
Yeah.
If you had a list, every day about me. I think we could.
I cannot look at you guys right now. God.
So okay, Slackerism.
Slackerism. So these are things that Slacker says a lot. Listeners can play along because you've probably heard him say a lot of these things.
Oh my God.
These are some of the things he says behind the scenes too, often. A lot of them are things that I had never heard said, like phrases, until I heard Slacker say them. So there's no malice. There's no hate. They're just things you say
often.
I might not like this.
Do we need the beep button or
get
the
bleep? Get it ready. Okay. Yes, private.
That's
maybe.
What I figured.
Should we test it a couple times? Get it ready.
Okay, I will get the bleeper. Okay, for real. Okay, before you start,
okay,
I think you've got a great idea here.
Okay, I have an honorable mention too, if you want like a little preview of it.
Well, I just want to say 303-222-5423. Start texting in. Like,
oh,
Aaron's like,
I know the first one. I know the first one.
You know the first, like, I don't
like
know if
number
this,
one. I mean, number one, not the honorable mention. Number one.
I'm going to say this. I don't know if this is on your list because I don't know if I say it anymore. But we had a listener. His name was Kevin. I could give his last name as well. He used to write the show all the time. And then he would show up at Live at Fives. He hated me.
What?
For one word. He hated the way I said the word. And he hated the context that I used the word in. I used the word literally.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly. And never ever correctly. Because I'm like, I'm literally dying right now.
There's one person that texts, no, you're not. Stop saying literally.
Do I still say literally? Because I thought I got it out of my...
Yeah, and I do too. So you're
not alone. And then sometimes I'd be literally instead of literally. And it was just like, Kevin, if you still listen, hit us up. 303-222-5423.
That'd be awesome,
I'm literally holding my breath until you text. Is literally on the list.
It's not on the list.
Okay.
No, so I think you've done better. So my honorable mention is they got shot. This is what something Slacker says. Whenever somebody gets fired, he refers to it as they got shot, which I had never heard before, and now I exclusively use it. they got shot.
I don't know where that started. I think it's a radio thing.
I think it is too, yeah.
It's like you also say on the beach.
Yeah.
That's a radio
good one, yeah.
thing. It's like, oh, they got shot there on the beach. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
Is the cartel involved?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to further interrupt this.
Okay.
But I want you to understand. I'm looking at the clock, and I don't know how many are there on this.
Oh,
list?
There's 10. There's 10.
I think we're going to only get through 5 here, and like this is going to have to extend. And we can extend it to tomorrow.
Sure.
Or we can do it
multiple
next.
Days.
I think, Aaron, I mean, look at the name on the door.
Yeah.
We can do it. We can just, just keep going.
There'll be an Aaronisms list at some point.
No, I don't see the need.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. Coming in at number 10, the Slackerism ranking. Kind of a tie, but I put them together. Like and You say them a lot.
I'm out already. I thought number one was going to be
Do you? Okay.
But there's a little inside baseball to it.
Yeah.
There's a reason you use it
if
strategically.
If you've ever called a radio show in your life, which I've called radio shows before I was ever on a radio show. I was on Frosty, Jamie, and Frank a lot. I was on Dean and Raj a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I love calling radio shows and just being an idiot. If you've called in, you know this. And I think even with our new phone system, it does this. When you're listening to the whole music and then they pick up the call, it goes like...
Mm-hmm.
Before you hear us.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm saying T-hack while I'm picking up the phone, they don't hear it.
Right.
And then there's that CNN Baghdad thing where I'm like, T-hack, you're not saying anything back. And I'm like, hello? And you're like, oh, hi. Yeah. I say T-hack and hoping I'm saying over the...
Right.
And then
strategic.
The T-hack, yes. And now it's just a thing that I say more than I should.
Okay.
All right.
That's number 10.
Wait, so what was the other one?
Like.
No. The one before that, I thought that was... Oh, that was
that
the
was
honorable
mention.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yep. Both could be an honorable mention, but that's just kind of... You just say the word kind of funny. It's not really an ism, you know?
Yeah.
Coming in at number 9.
Uh-huh.
Yoink!
Oh, yeah. He does say that a lot.
Yoink! He says yoink a lot.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Only when I'm stealing.
Which is a lot.
Oh my God, I suddenly don't like the list. Maybe we won't finish it.
It'll get better.
Okay.
I have a new guest for number one, by the way.
Number 8, get the bleep button ready.
Okay.
Brick.
Yeah. I say that one a lot now, too.
I don't know that I'd ever heard that.
I say it all the time, yeah. Off the air, obviously. But like, if somebody's just a moron,
yeah,
they're a complete...
Okay. Yeah, an S-brick. Okay. Number 7.
Okay.
Hello?
Was that... That had to be your number one.
No.
Hello?
Hello. You have stolen that one from me, and you actually kind of do it better than me now.
No, you have... There's something about the way you do it that you sound so disinterested in answering the phone. Just, hello? I wanted it to be number one, but you don't say it enough.
I don't say it enough, but when I called you the other day, anytime you have to call Tiak, if it's me, it's so great, because he's just like, hello. And it's like, what? Oh my God, you're being me. Yeah. All right, what number are we at?
That was number 7.
Okay.
Number 6, poop in a group.
Yep.
I don't know that I'd ever heard that before. Again, a classic though, and now I say it. I like it.
Well, and I feel like you actually explained that not too long ago.
Yeah,
like,
brick. It's so I'm not saying get your together.
Yeah.
It is a nicer way, yeah.
Yes. All right. Okay. We'll get our poop in a group. And continue this list. Please, just stand by.
Yeah,
the list can only get better. Aaron, come on. This is great radio, right?
It's kind of
Carson,
fun.
Do not steal this. The rest of the list is next.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You're listening to the best show we've ever done. This is...
I agree.
Hey, Marconi people, if you're listening... This is it. We are the best show in the nation.
We have to turn in audio for that.
We do?
Yeah.
Let's turn this in.
Yeah.
Tiak normally does really stupid lists, but today he's doing, he calls it a controversial ranking. I don't think there's anything controversial.
He also called it an ode. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's kind of an ode to our fearless leader.
Mm-hmm.
Slacker.
Yeah.
They're slackerisms, the things he says a lot, sometimes on air, sometimes off air.
Can you blast through the bottom 5 real quick?
I can. Number 10 was like and together.
Like and like
Number 9, yoink. I like saying that one. Number 8 was brick.
Okay.
Number 7, hello.
Hello.
And number 6 was poop in a group.
Poop in a group. Classic slacker,
yep.
Right,
yep.
There.
Yep. We're now just getting to the top 5. What's left?
Can I ask you for a huge favor? Will you save this for when I die or when I'm no longer on the show, when they finally realize that I'm worthless and they've gotten rid of me? Will you play this on my last day?
Sure.
Ode? Just like, remember Slacker? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could kind of cut it up. We could do a show just like hit the buttons.
Yeah.
You know?
Yoink. Oh, okay.
The top 5 Slackerism top 5. Rankings.
Here we go.
Number 5. Uh-huh. Useless as on a boar.
That one is not yet. That's something my dad used to say, and I don't even know.
Oh, is it? I don't know that I'd ever heard that. You say it often. It makes sense, and that's cool. That I didn't know it had a history. Your dad used to say
that. Is cute. I don't like that you use it that often, because it's like, are you talking about us or?
Yeah.
No, it's usually about somebody in the building, but it's not you guys. Okay.
Number 4, the slackerism, even a blind squirrel.
Oh, yeah.
You say that?
Okay.
Right?
And yes, I never finish it, though.
Nope.
Right, exactly.
Because I don't believe in finishing it. We all know what the end of it is. I sometimes even say even a broken clock.
Right. It's a good, yeah.
It's like, right, a blind squirrel sometimes finds a nut. Has he said the one that you have at your number one? And you think you really got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
How much more cursing is there? Because we, I checked.
Test the button. It might be worn out.
Yeah, I don't know what the maximum number of bleeps you can do in one day, but we're getting up there.
Marconi's gonna find out. Okay. The top 3 slackerisms and the nitty gritty right now. Number 3, your mom.
Oh, I do love that.
Yeah. It's a response to just about anything you say to Slacker.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm running late. Your mom's running late.
Yeah. It's a constant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I love that one. You know, that one came from my son. He started doing that like in middle school or something.
Yeah. As like we all did.
He outgrew it. And I've not.
You're bringing it back. So do you get him with it too?
Oh, constantly. And the great thing is his mom does it too. So then when she's doing it to him, she's literally insulting herself.
That's fun.
She's like, you're an idiot. He's like, your mom's an idiot. It's like, oh, oops.
There is something. I love the show Yo Mama. There's just something about a Yo Mama joke. It's like, yeah, classic.
So there's two left.
Two left.
Okay, let me get my finger on the button.
Okay. Number two ranked slackerism. Yai had to be on the list.
Is it bad that I didn't even think about that?
Yeah.
It's probably the thing you say the most on the show. Probably we all technically, if we broke it down per show,
we say it
the most. So it came in respectively at number two.
That's cute.
Number two. And thank you to Terry. If you don't know the backstory, Terry was like calling the show years and years ago. Just like we were talking about with the like and he was like, picked up the phone like Terry. And she was so nervous to be on the radio. She was like, she wanted to say, yes, it's Terry. And she wanted to say hi. So she was like, yeah. And it was like, whoa, what was
that sound?
What just happened? And then we said for the rest of that show, so Terry didn't feel like an idiot, we made everybody the rest of that show say yai. And then that was it. And then like 3 days later, somebody called and was like, Jonathan, and they're like, yai. And we're like, oh, that's funny, from the girl a couple days ago. And then it just...
That's really cool.
That is cool. Because we still get people asking, like people call, what's with the yai or texting or whatever? Yeah. It's a really cool story.
Okay. I feel like you lied because I have been shakily.
Wait, that's one.
What?
That's one that should be on the list.
I feel.
And using my therapy words. Because that's the other texter that's like, that's not therapy words. Like,
yes, it is.
They say, no, you say I feel, but then list not a feeling.
Right, but I don't care. At least I'm using my therapy words. I feel like that texter's a brick.
Using my therapy words could have been on the list, but that's why it's controversial.
Oh, God, you're good at this. You're so good at this, man. This has got to be a feature on the show.
Yeah.
Dude, you have really stepped it up.
Am I dreaming? I have this dream. Am I waking? Okay.
Here's what I was going to say. You can see that I'm getting like a little pain in my finger because I've had it over the bleep button because you said there was going to be a lot more. And you literally... I've bleeped myself once, but like there really hasn't been much here.
Couple, but we're at to number one. Erin, you have a guess for number one? Do you want to get hers?
What's your guess?
There's two options. It's the same word, but like two different ways of the word, I guess.
Okay.
or f-ty.
Coming in at number one, the controversial slackerism rankings.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.